You've probably heard that every snowflake is unique, but Caltech chemist Kenneth Liebricht found a way to make hundreds of pairs of identical twin flakes.
So I started about 20 years ago, and over time I'd figured out a way of growing really nice looking crystals in the lab.
Making twin flakes starts with 2 drops of water. Liebricht places them on a frozen sapphire plate in a cold chamber. As the droplet starts to freeze, it forms a simple hexagon. Liebricht blasts water vapor into the chamber, and as it freezes, the water vapor sticks onto the snowflake. By fiddling with the temperature and humidity, he can control how the arms grow.
The higher the humidity, the faster the crystals will grow. And the faster they grow, the more branches you get, and the more complexity.
Since the flakes experience the exact same conditions, they grow the same way. So if Liebricht can make twin snowflakes in the lab, could nature make an identical pair, too? Short answer, unlikely. During a snowstorm, water droplets pass through hundreds of microclimates as they tumble through the sky. It's basically impossible for 2 snowflakes to experience the exact same conditions. And even if 2 snowflakes look the same, even if they're Liebricht's designer flakes, there's no guarantee they are twins all the way down to their too small to see structure. Inside each water droplet are billions and billions of water molecules, each made of 1 oxygen and 2 hydrogen atoms. But the number of neutrons in those atoms varies.
If you really look at the molecular level, then no, you'll never find 2 that are exactly the same because there's too many ways that the crystal will just be slightly different.
So you're probably never going to see truly identical flakes, but that doesn't mean you can't look.
You can often see some just fascinating crystals, and I always like to encourage people to go and take a look.